Jim's TOEIC Listening Test. Test 4.
Listening Test. In this section, you must demonstrate your ability to understand spoken English. This section is divided into four parts and will take approximately 45 minutes to complete. Do not mark the answers in your test book. Use the answer sheet that is provided separately. Part 1. Directions. For each question, you will listen to four short statements about a picture in your test book. These statements will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the statement that best describes what is happening in the picture and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on the answer sheet.
Now listen to the four statements. A.
The man is looking over the files.
B.
The man is working at the desk.
C.
The man is taking notes.
D.
The man is writing a report.
Statement B.
The man is working at the desk.
Is the best description of the picture, so you should select answer B and mark it on your answer sheet. Now part 1 will begin. Number 1. Look at the picture marked number 1 in your test book.
A.
He's opening the door.
B.
He's sitting upright in a chair.
C.
He's working with a tool.
D.
He's taking off his running shoes.
Number 2. Look at the picture marked number 2 in your test book. A. He has taken a seat at a workstation. B. He is tidying up his work area. C. He's turning on the computer. D. He's about to sit in the chair. Go on to the next page. Number 3. Look at the picture marked number 3 in your test book. A.
They're entering the gallery.
B.
They're hanging up some pictures.
C.
They're sketching some art.
D.
They're closely examining a picture.
Number 4. Look at the picture marked number 4 in your test book. A.
The people are loading goods onto a truck.
B.
A man is closing up the storage room.
C.
One of the people is handling heavy machinery.
D.
One man is directing the other man.
Number 5. Look at the picture marked number 5 in your test book. A.
A worker is organizing the shelves.
B.
The shelves are lined up against one side of the wall.
C.
There are books neatly arranged on top of the desk.
D.
The map is being taken down at the moment.
Number 6.
Look at the picture marked number 6 in your test book. A.
A man is escorting the woman into the car.
B.
The woman is backing the car out of the driveway.
C.
Several passengers are seated in the back seat of the car.
D.
The door of the vehicle is open.
Go on to the next page.
Part 2. Directions. For each question, you will listen to a statement or question followed by three possible responses spoken in English. They will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, or C on your answer sheet.
For example, you will hear,
"Where is the meeting room?"
You will also hear, A.
To meet the new director.
B.
It's the first room on the right.
C.
Yes, at 2 o'clock.
The best response to the question.
Where is the meeting room?
Is choice B.
It's the first room on the right.
So B is the correct answer. You should mark answer B on your answer sheet.
Now, let us begin with number 7.
Number 7.
Did you have a hard time finding this place? A.
Why don't you take a look at the map?
B.
No, I've been here once before.
C.
This job is easier than you think.
Number 8.
What's in the forecast for the weekend?
A.
I heard it's going to rain.
B.
Probably on Saturday.
C.
Yes, at the local park.
Number 9.
Did you like the play you just saw?
A.
No, I saw her today.
B.
Yes, it was very nice.
C.
Yes, all work and no play.
Number 10.
Can I tell John that you came by today?
A. Yes, I will drop by at 6. B. That won't be necessary. C. No, I forgot to call him.
Number 11.
What is the main reason for your visit? A.
I'm here on business.
B.
This is my third time here.
C.
To the third floor office.
Number 12.
How much does all this come to?
A.
$20.
B.
No, I won't.
C.
With a credit card.
Number 13.
Is Mr. Chen likely going to show up this evening?
A.
Most likely not.
B.
Yes, it went up.
C.
He will show it to me.
Number 14.
When will I get the result of my test?
A.
I acted it.
B. By this Friday. C. Yes, I know.
Number 15.
Do you want to lift to the bus terminal? A.
It's a bit too heavy for me.
B.
That would be very nice of you.
C.
To see my in-laws in New York.
Number 16.
Can I give you a check or would you prefer cash?
A.
It doesn't matter to me.
B.
Yes, I checked it twice.
C.
No, I don't have any money on me.
Number 17.
I wonder who is going to take on the next project, don't you?
A. Sure, I can take it with me today. B. Sorry, but I am not going that way. C. It will most likely be Jake.
Number 18.
Are there any seats left for tonight's performance? A.
It is going to be very expensive.
B.
Sorry, but it's a full house today.
C.
Sure, here is my ticket.
Number 19.
How far is your hotel from here?
A.
I'm staying in room 1204.
B.
At the Prince Hotel.
C.
About 10 minutes on foot.
Number 20.
Didn't you enjoy the speech? A.
He speaks two languages.
B.
Yes, it's much better.
C.
No, it was a bit boring.
Number 21.
Were there plenty of forms for everyone at the workshop?
A.
There were just enough.
B.
He works until 6 today.
C.
I already went shopping.
Number 22.
Do you feel like shopping today, or would you prefer going another time?
A.
I bought a t-shirt.
B.
I feel quite good.
C.
I'm a bit tired today.
Number 23.
Do you know where to go to get a nice cup of coffee around here? A.
They make a great couple.
B.
Sure, I could use a cup.
C.
Try the cafe on the second floor.
Number 24.
Do you want to join me for a game of tennis after work?
A. Thanks, but I'll pass this time. B. I learned the game a week ago. C. There will be three of us going.
Number 25.
You have some spare time this morning, don't you?
A.
It is 10 o'clock now.
B.
Yes, in my office.
C.
I think so.
Number 26.
Could you recommend a nice place to take Mr. Lee?
A.
I recommended him to the boss.
B.
What type of food does he like?
C.
He will be here for a week.
Number 27.
Couldn't we just head over after work?
A. He works on the first floor. B. No, let's look it over now. C. Sure, let's take off at 5.
Number 28.
The renovation work they're doing is very loud.
A.
It will be completed next year.
B.
Why don't you shut the windows?
C.
There will be plenty of work.
Number 29.
Don't you have to prepare the tables for the meeting tonight?
A.
A table for 4, please.
B.
We are meeting today.
C.
No, Jack will do it later.
Number 30.
Why don't you take a break and stay home for a few days? A.
Thanks. I had a great vacation.
B.
I wish I could, but I have too much work.
C.
The one here is much stronger.
Number 31.
You don't have to make copies today, do you?
A.
I already had 2 cups, thanks.
B.
No, I could do it tomorrow morning.
C.
I should be able to make it there.
Part 3. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several conversations between 2 or more speakers. These conversations will not be printed and will only be spoken 1 time. For each conversation, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation.
The boss wants me to change the setting of our office before the president's visit next month. He wants me to utilize the space here by moving the furniture around. I'm not very good at this, so I need your expert advice. Can you spare some time to discuss the office layout?
Well, I am kind of busy today. Let me see. This Thursday or next Monday is good for me. What about you?
I have to leave town for a week on Friday. I think we'd better get together before I leave. Is that okay with you?
That will be fine, as long as it's in the morning. I have to leave early for a dentist appointment in the afternoon.
Number 32. What does the man's boss want him to do? Number 33. When will they get together to discuss the issue? Number 34. What does the man say he will do Friday?
Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation.
I think I'm going to have to take a trip to Chicago tomorrow to talk to Mr. Shaw in person. I spoke to him on the phone just now, but he didn't sound too convinced about our offer.
Well, if that's what's needed, then you'd better get yourself over there. I don't think I have to stress the fact to you again how important it is that we get this deal. Please go out of your way to get this contract. In other words, do what you have to do to get it.
Yes, sir. I will try my best. By the way, can you tell me where the bus station is? I have never gone out of the city, and I'm not sure where the bus station is.
You've got to be kidding me. Tell you what, I will come and pick you up tomorrow and drive you to the station. It's the least I can do to get your day started off right.
Number 35. Why is the woman thinking of taking a trip to Chicago? Number 36. How will the woman travel?
Number 37. What does the man imply when he says, "You've got to be kidding me"?
Go on to the next page.
Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Did you cancel your trip? I thought you were supposed to take off today.
I was, but I got a great deal on a plane ticket from a friend of mine who works at a travel agency. So I decided to fly to New York next Monday instead.
Wow, that is great. What about your hotel reservation? Were you able to change it? I heard it's very hard to get any rooms this week because of the film festival there.
Actually, I ended up canceling it. It turns out that another friend of mine has a condominium there, and he said I could use it while I am staying there. He recently moved out here from New York because of his new job, and he hasn't had enough time to get rid of it yet. Number 38. Why did the man delay his trip? Number 39. According to the woman, why is it hard to reserve a room in New York this week? Number 40. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Hello. This is Carol Dunning from Huntington Consulting. I need to talk to someone about the order we placed this morning.
Good afternoon, Miss Dunning. I can handle that. Do you want to add something to your order?
That's correct. Would it be possible to double the amount of copy paper we ordered?
Totally. Should I send you an updated bill by email?
That won't be necessary. Just attach it to the invoice you send us every month.
Okay, I can do that. You can expect to receive everything by Friday morning.
Number 41. Why did the woman call the man? Number 42. Why does the woman say, "That won't be necessary"? Number 43. When will the items be delivered?
Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
I overheard you mentioning to the sales manager that you and your wife are into watching movies. Will you be seeing one this weekend by any chance?
Yes, I was thinking of checking out the Sunday matinee at the Imperial Six Cinema. They are playing Mary Poppins there this weekend. You see, I am a real big fan of classical flicks.
Oh, that's perfect. I got these two complimentary tickets that you can use at that theatre. My brother works there, and he gave them to me, but I have to go out of town this weekend. Why don't you put them to good use?
Really? That's very nice of you. I really appreciate it.
Number 44. What will the man do this weekend? Number 45. What does the woman offer the man? Number 46. Where does the woman's brother work? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Miss Wilson. This is Mark Daniels. I regret to inform you that I'll be a few minutes late for our meeting.
What's the problem? Are you stuck in traffic?
No, but I missed the exit for your office, so I had to drive for 10 minutes until I could turn around. I should be there in 15 minutes.
Okay, but please be aware that I have to leave by 2:30. I'm meeting with the CEO of my firm then. Will you have enough time for the demonstration?
More than enough. You will be able to see everything our new laptop can do.
Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Number 47. What is the man's problem? Number 48. What will the woman do later in the afternoon? Number 49. What does the man most likely mean when he says, more than enough?
Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
I completely forgot that today is Rick's housewarming party. I forgot to get him a gift, and I don't think I'll have enough time after work to go shopping. I'm going to run over to the mall during lunch. Do you want to go together?
Sorry, Jean, but I am meeting someone for lunch today. Plus, I already picked up something a couple of nights ago.
I see. I guess I have no choice but to go alone then. Anyway, will you be taking your car to the party tonight?
No, I'm getting a lift with Eric. My car conked out on me last night, and it is in the garage today. I had to take the bus to work this morning. Number 50. Why is Rick having a party? Number 51. What will the woman be doing during lunch?
Number 52. Why does the man say, I'm getting a lift with Eric?
Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
I know that you've worked very hard the last couple of weeks preparing for the presentation, and I am sure that you will do an excellent job today. I just wanted to wish you good luck.
Thanks. I am a bit nervous right now, but at the same time I am quite confident. I have worked very hard, and I really know my material inside out. So don't worry, I will do my best.
Actually, I feel very relieved to hear that from you. I was a bit worried that you might not be ready. Anyway, where is Mark? The traffic is quite bad at this time of the day, and I don't want to take any chances of being late.
Don't worry, Miss Wong. It usually only takes about 15 minutes to get there from here. If worse comes to worse, I can always get off and run there.
Number 53. What will the man do today? Number 54. How does the man feel? Number 55. What does the man say he will do if they get caught in traffic?
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
What was your impression of the first candidate we met?
You're talking about Leslie Wheeler, right? I thought she was extremely competent and would make a great addition to the company. How about you, Joe?
I agree with you completely.
Honestly, I wasn't very impressed with her. But if you both disagree, I suppose we can invite her back for a second interview.
In my opinion, that would be the best thing to do. Shall I give her a call before lunch?
I don't think we should do that. Let's wait a couple of days until the interviews are all over.
Number 56. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 57. What does Joe mean when he says, "I agree with you completely"? Number 58. What does the woman suggest doing?
Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
There seems to be some mistakes on this bill. You charged me for a movie I didn't watch. And this charge here, what is it?
That's for the room service you had this morning, sir.
Room service? What room service? You'd better check your computer again, because I think you're mistaking me for someone else. I met a client for breakfast at a restaurant this morning.
Oh, is that right? Let me straighten this mistake out right away.
Number 59. Where is the conversation taking place? Number 60. What seems to be the problem? Number 61. What did the man do in the morning? Go on to the next page.
Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and agenda.
Lars, would you mind listening to me rehearse my presentation for this afternoon's meeting? I want to make sure I get everything right.
Can you wait a few minutes? I have to write an email to my boss about the department's budget.
Sure, it's fine for me to wait.
What are you going to be talking about anyway? I wasn't even aware there's a meeting later today.
It was called last night after almost everyone had gone home for the day. I'll be talking about the effects of the new marketing campaign.
Oh, I heard things are going well. I trust you have good news for everyone.
Number 62. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 63. Look at the graphic. What time will the woman give her presentation? Number 64. What happened last night? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and bar graph.
Miss Collins is considering restructuring the manner in which we acquire books for the library.
Why is that? Is there a problem?
Sort of. Take a look at this graph. The section with the least number of books is also the busiest because patrons are checking them out so much.
We should definitely be spending more money in that case. How soon can we start purchasing more books?
We've almost spent the money allocated for acquisitions for the year, so we should wait 2 more months before buying anything new.
Well, meanwhile, Let's compile a list of which books we want to acquire.
Number 65. Look at the graphic. Which section has the most books borrowed? Number 66. What does the man say about the budget? Number 67. What does the woman propose doing? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Dennis, I'm taking the train to Piedmont tomorrow. Do you happen to know where the taxi stand at the station is?
It used to be in front of the exit on the northern side of the building, but it's been renovated. So head to the eastern side instead.
Thanks for the information. I need to catch a cab to get to my client's office.
Will you spend the night there or take the train back after your meeting's done?
I'll probably stay there for the night. You wouldn't happen to know any good places to eat there, would you?
I know some. I'll email you the details when I get back to my office.
Number 68. What does the man say about the train station in Piedmont? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where is the taxi stand? Number 70. What does the woman ask the man about?
Go on to the next page.
Part 4. Directions. In this part, you will listen to several short talks by a single speaker. These talks will not be printed and will only be spoken one time. For each talk, you will be asked to answer 3 questions. Select the best response and mark the corresponding letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet.
Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk.
Hi, it's nice to see you all. Before we begin the cooking course, let me tell you who I am. Luke Pedgett is my name. For the past 3 years, I've been the leader of a team of innovative chefs working for Holiday Time Resorts. As my main role is to develop new meals, it's a great pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to meet people, especially those who are passionate about food and cooking. Please watch and listen carefully. Should you have any questions, make a note and then ask them later during the discussion period.
Number 71. Who is Mr. Pedgett?
Number 72. What does the speaker imply when he says, "As my main role is to develop new meals"?
Number 73. What does the speaker ask those who have questions to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
This brings us to the final stage of our tour, and a most welcome one. It's the Company Cafe. We hope that you will be pleasantly surprised by the quality and range of food and coffee on offer here. Why don't we all sit down and sample the coffee and cakes while I explain to you how the system works? The cafe opens at 8 for hot drinks and light snacks. Full food service is offered from midday until 1:30. On our right, you can see the cafeteria section, where you can choose your main meal at lunchtime. Sandwiches and cakes may be purchased at all times from the cafe section on your left. In order to take advantage of this excellent service, simply show your employee identity card to the cashier. Are there any questions?
Number 74. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 75. What time does the place open? Number 76. What is available throughout the day? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following radio broadcast.
Hello to all our listeners out there. This is Rachel Lee from your number one weekly investment advice program, Investment Matters. Don't miss tomorrow's program. We're going to give you all the information you need to choose the best deals in banking. Be sure to have your pens and notebooks ready. You could save thousands with just a little common sense and good advice, of course. This will be followed by our regular panel session, but this time with an extra special guest. It's investment superstar Morris Stevenson, a freelance financial consultant and multimillionaire, and of course the author of the best-selling book, You Can Be Rich. Call our hotline number if you want to speak to Morris. Until tomorrow, everybody, goodbye from Rachel.
Number 77. How often does the show air? Number 78. Who might be interested in listening to the show? Number 79. How can the listeners ask Morris questions? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following telephone message. Hello, Mr. Duval. This is Tony from the Reservations Department at the National Opera. I received your message, and I want to answer your queries regarding the performance tomorrow. As you know, Thursday is a popular night, so I suggest that you book immediately and pay for your tickets before 5 p.m. this evening. As for a group booking, at present there are 15 seats available to your group. But unfortunately, they are not all together. I am hoping that this will be okay. Anyway, if you do decide to take these tickets, I can offer you a generous group discount of 20%. All you need to do is call me to confirm and then come in to the reservations office to pick up your tickets. I hope you have a nice evening. Number 80. Why is the caller leaving a message? Number 81. According to the speaker, what should Mr. Duval do by 5 p.m.? Number 82. How can Mr. Duval get the discount? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following speech.
Good evening, everybody. I'd just like to say a few words before officially opening the exhibition. I'm very pleased to see so many faces here tonight. It seems that many people share my interest in the history of the Old Town, and it is a fascinating history. These documents, photographs, artworks, and other historical items vividly reflect the life of the Old Town, from its Roman beginnings until modern times. My special thanks to the local library and museum for all their work, and also to our many private contributors.
Number 83. Where is the speech taking place? Number 84. According to the speaker, which of the following is not mentioned as a reflection of life of the Old Town? Number 85. Who helped make this exhibition happen? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following voicemail message.
Hello, Mr. Jackson. This is Jane Erickson from the Port Project Committee at NPU Architectural Services. I hope you remember me. Anyway, the committee was very impressed by your presentation today, and we'd like to encourage you to submit a formal quote as soon as possible. I know that the closing date is in 6 weeks, but would it be possible for you to submit your documents in 3 weeks? The committee needs as much time as possible to evaluate each proposal and make a recommendation. Should you have any inquiries at all, please don't hesitate to call me at 781-2213.
Number 86. Why is the caller leaving the message? Number 87. When is the closing date? Number 88. What should Mr. Jackson do if he has any questions? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following speech.
Well, as you can see, I am surprised and overwhelmed by this award. I'd especially like to dedicate the Young Entrepreneur of the Year trophy to my mother, who has always supported me. Actually, it was in my mother's garage that I developed my hobby into a successful business. I started as a child, building the electronic project kits that she bought me. I soon began making modifications, and from there I moved on to design. Now I provide secure computer networks for large corporations all over North America. Well, I'm one of those lucky people who have become rich doing what they love. Thanks again to everybody who has made it possible.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 90. How did the speaker first become interested in his field of work?
Number 91. Why does the speaker say, "I'm one of those lucky people who have become rich doing what they love"?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everybody, to the City at Night tour. My name's Barbara, and I'll be your guide and host this evening. I know that many of you know Blackburn well, but I hope that you are going to enjoy seeing a different side of this city. First, we'll be visiting Blackburn's medieval fortress, and I should warn you that we will be visiting the dungeons and torture chamber. Then we'll go to historic Weatherby Mansion. There are rumors that it is haunted by the ghost of Lady Weatherby, who disappeared mysteriously 500 years ago. And finally, to finish on a happier note, there will be a champagne supper in Blackburn Tower Park, which has a splendid view of the sparkling city lights and the surrounding hills.
Number 92. Who most likely is giving the talk? Number 93. What does the speaker say about historic Weatherby Mansion? Number 94. Which of the following best describes Blackburn Tower Park? Go on to the next page.
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement and map.
Before I end this meeting, let me remind everyone that the annual summer picnic will take place this Saturday. It'll be at Griswold Park from 11 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. If you need a ride there, a bus is going to be picking people up here at 10:30 in the morning. Just wait between the employee parking lot and the western entrance to the main building. As for the picnic, we'll have the usual food, and we'll also play a wide variety of games and do other activities. Your family members are welcome to attend, but please contact Janet Hoff at extension 584 to inform her of how many people will be accompanying you.
Number 95. What does the speaker suggest about the picnic? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Where should people be waiting for the bus? Number 97. Why would the listeners call Janet Hoff? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following telephone message and sign.
Hello, Jason. This is Steve Myers. I'd like to inform you that I'm getting close to where you are right now. I just passed a sign indicating that I need to get off the interstate in 6 kilometers. I know the restaurant we're meeting at is close to the exit, so I estimate that we'll be there in about 10 minutes. If you want to go ahead and order drinks and appetizers, please be my guest. You know what I like. I hope you brought your laptop with you. I need to show you some files, but mine is in the shop, so I wasn't able to bring it.
Number 98. Look at the graphic. Where will the speaker get off the interstate? Number 99. Where is the speaker's final destination? Number 100. What does the speaker request?
This is the end of the listening test.